Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
During the post game, you hear a number of fine voices, including Andy Baskin and Tyvis Powell. And then at the post game show, you hear Tyvis Powell again. And we're lucky enough that on Mondays at noon, we often hear from the man from the Cleveland Browns radio network. He's Mr. Tyvis Powell, and he joins us right now on the fan hotline. Hello, Tyvis.
Good morning. Good afternoon, I should say. How you guys doing?
We are well. Hey, guess what?
What?
Somebody called in and said how much they enjoy listening to me and Tavis on the Browns postgame show today.
let's add that one to the list.
Tavis.
The mispronunciations of my name.
Yeah, yeah. So Tavis goes along with Titus now and whatever else we want to throw in there. Travis is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
We've had people calling and they're not happy today because it was only the Dolphins. You played in the National Football League. Could you explain how challenging it is to win a football game in the National Football League, regardless of who the opponent is?
Yeah, I mean, that's why you see so many teams losing and not have everybody would go 17-0 if it was easy. You know, there is no secret recipe, and different weeks calls for different strategies. I'm just glad that was able to figure it out. I know it's not 500-yard offense, or it's not Andy Reid, and it's not all this creativity. And one, it's hard to do all that in the conditions that it was in. That's first off. Secondly, I was just happy the Browns decided to do what they needed to do to win the game, to win. I mean, isn't that what the most important thing is, winning the game?
That would be correct.
I think Coach Herman said something like that. Hello, you play to win the game. So, yeah, I think they got that done, and that's the thing that matters the most. Now, we could critique all the other stuff, but I think that different games calls for different things.
Tyvis, I'm sure that, I mean, you notice this as well as anybody else. I thought Grant Delpit had probably one of the best games I've ever seen him play. He was all over the place, and he was making gigantic statement plays yesterday. Just kind of talk about the secondary yesterday in particular, and then the game Delpit had.
Well, Delpit, obviously, we've seen Delpit have moments where he's looked unbelievable, and then, you know, some games he kind of disappears. You know, he said something in the pregame, you know, about how they don't know what winning feels like anymore.
Yep.
And he took that personally. You know, this is one of those ones that I think everybody looked at each other and said, we have to get this one. Like, this is the crossroads of this season, whether or not we're going to give up on it or not. And I think these guys did a wonderful job of responding. And you talk about the rest of those guys in the secondary, you get three picks. You know, that right there, a pick always changes the momentum. It changes the game. Your first one, I think, goes for a pick six. Like, that's directly putting points on the board. You know, we've been challenging this defense. How can they do more? And you started off, you get a pick six. Like, that's okay. There we go. That's something that we haven't done this season. And then it got contagious to where everybody started to contribute. Got two other guys that come in and get a pick. Jeff knows how I feel about Rayshon Jenkins because it should have been two pick sixes. But, you know, I guess we'll take it at the 2-yard line so the offense can finish it off.
That was fun to watch you yesterday with that. Does this defense have an identity in your mind?
I think so. I think that they are fast, aggressive defense. You know, when they are into it and the offense is giving them some light, like, they play defense so well. Like, it's no weak links on that defense when everybody is, like, bought in. And it really starts with the offense. The offense got to continue to find ways to put points on their board to keep that defense motivated because they want to make those plays. And for the most part, every game they start off playing at a high level. And, you know, as the game goes down and they keep getting out on that field, they start to wear down. And teams were figuring that out. Pittsburgh certainly figured that out. So it was nice to see that offense give them that spark and be like, okay, we scoring today, so let's get the ball back. And now you're starting to get them, you motivate them to get you the ball back and get three and outs and things like that. So that's the, again, everybody talks about complementary football. I guess that's been like the motto of this year, play complementary football. And like yesterday was the perfect example of what it can look like.
You know, you said something to me a couple of weeks ago when we were getting ready to do a postgame show. And I was asking you about the defense, and we were discussing a few things, and you said, all right, well, if you don't like the lack of points, then go score some defensive touchdowns. And I thought, and I even said, I said, well, that's easier said than done, isn't it? And you said, yeah, but if you want to become a great defense, you've got to become the type that gets the ball, that turns it into points. And that was on display yesterday. I wonder, do you think this team has the type of ability that they can become that upper echelon defense, not just a good defense, but a great defense?
They definitely got all the pieces, I would say. You know, I think that getting Tyson Campbell, if he continues to play at the level that he's playing, he could be the final piece. You think about 2 years ago when this defense was rocking, you know, when they had the number one defense in the NFL. It started with because the secondary was playing that well and that pass rush was getting home. You know, a lot of people were blaming on the fact that they didn't play a lot of good quarterbacks. Whatever. If you want to say that, whatever. But at the end of the day, the fact of the matter is the guys in the back end covered so well that that pass rush was able to get home a lot of the times. And right now, that pass, though, I think those front four, including Alex Wright or Isaiah McGuire, they do a really good job of getting to that quarterback. Now, the thing was, how is it that we're going to stop Miami because Miami gets the ball out fast? Well, the way to do that is to throw the timing off of routes. Get up in these receivers' face, press them up at the line, jam them up, and that buys that pass rush an extra second. And I think that's exactly what happened. You know, that D-line was getting there so fast. I remember it was a play where they tried to throw a screen play. I think Dale Pitt might have been the one that hit it. It almost looked like it was a fumble. So they getting home. This D-line and the pass rush and the guys that's blitzing, they're getting home really, really fast. And if you can continue to do that, yes, this defense will be special because what they're going to do is make that quarterback throw that ball either a second too early or a second too late, and that allows that defensive back to make plays on the ball.
Where we go from here with this team? I got to believe they feel some good energy. They've got to be saying to themselves, look, we got one more game and then we got the break. And I know you can't think about who else is on your schedule, but I would think they'd be highly, highly motivated for next week. Like, especially with the win kind of taking the pressure off. No one's talking about Kevin getting fired today. You know what I'm saying? So maybe for one day they take a deep breath, but they to realize how important this game could be against New England.
Yeah, I think that what this win has done is it's brought life back into the program. You look around, it makes you look at the AFC North, you know, for a while, nobody even wanted to bring that up. But you look at that AFC North and you see Cincinnati, what are they, 3-4? You 2-5. Okay, that's one game out. We can catch them. And then you look at the Pittsburgh. Okay, they 4-2, but they look wounded. It looked like they might not be who you thought they were. So it inspires you. It's like, all right, we get this game against the Patriots. We're going to go to the bye, hit the reset button, catch our breath. Guys are going to get healthy. Maybe Mike Hall comes back, so that gives you another pass rusher. Okay, we come out of the break. We got the Jets. All right, that's a very winnable game. Now, look, before you know it, we back in this thing. Come on. Gerard said it only take 9 to get to win the division. Come on now. It's right there. So it just gives you that win gave you that type of motivation. It's going to be very interesting to see what they do against New England next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Tyvis Powell joining us from the Browns Radio Network. Andy and I were kicking this around a little bit ago. Dylan Gabriel's made three starts. I don't have a real good feeling for him yet. Well, you look at things differently than we do, having played in the league. What have you thought of Dylan through three starts?
You know, Dylan comes off to me as a right now, the way he's playing, I understand that he could, why people see him as a career backup quarterback. And that's no disrespect to him, but I like right now with the talent that's given around him, I understand why they see that at worst. So I think when you go in these draft process, you got to prepare for the worst. And the worst is, if he doesn't pan out, at least you got you a backup quarterback. He can definitely come in and do that. I mean, the way he can come in there, command that offense, get everybody in the right places, deliver the ball, protect the football. You know, that to me, he's obviously, there's not nothing elite about him. Maybe mentally it might be, but as far as the physical traits go, there's nothing elite about him. And I think that that's something that might come back to haunt him in later on. So I understand why people are frustrated and why I understand some people want to see, you know, Shador in there. I still think Shador got some things he's got to work on, though, before he's able to get in there. But I understand why people's like, all right. But the thing, what makes it so bad is that we can't ignore the fact that Dylan also don't have an elite supporting cast. It's not like he's got this big-time receiver that's out there making plays. You know, it's not like he's got the Jamar Chase or T. Higgins. Granted, even if Shador was on this roster or any quarterback was on this roster, they wouldn't have that either. But I don't know. It's just when you look at Dylan, I haven't seen that real splash yet. It hasn't been that moment where I was like, okay, this guy is elite. Like, I haven't had that thought in my head yet. When you look at the rest of these rookies that's played, you can say that thing. Like, okay, yeah, I see that. He's got that elite trait to him. I haven't said that with Dylan yet.
Is that because Kevin's trying to ease him into this thing? You know, no turnovers through three games should be an elite stat. It's not something that doesn't jump off the page while you're watching the game.
Yeah, no, I think that that's great and all, but it's also been opportunities where, you know, the passes, there hasn't even been a pass where it's like, okay, he zipped this through two defenders or something like that. Like, I haven't seen that. We've seen him on the throws yesterday. I think he underthrew Jerry Jeudy on a route that Jeudy had him beat. He also overthrew Jeudy on the touchdown on a rollout. I still have question marks about him rolling to the right and making plays. I don't think he's really good at that part. So, like, yeah, it's just, you know, like, I'm waiting on that moment. And maybe it comes. Maybe it comes this week against the Patriots. Maybe it is because Kevin is slow walking him. But at some point, I want to be able to look and be like, that guy can be a franchise quarterback. And I don't think nobody's had that thought about him yet.
Last thought, the offensive line yesterday, Dylan wasn't sacked 6 times, but he didn't drop back 52 times. He dropped back 18, was sacked a couple of times. Running the ball was efficient. It wasn't outstanding. How did the line play?
You know, I didn't even notice him.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
That's what you want to walk away from the game saying. Like, I didn't even notice. If anybody played bad, I had no idea. Because it wasn't no sacks given up. It wasn't nobody getting beat immediately Like, I didn't see any of that. So, you know, well, I'll take that.
Thank you, buddy. We'll see you next week.
And I'll see y'all next week. Go Browns, go Bucks, and go Cavs. We start, what, Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Look at that. Tomorrow.
How about a go Bearcats, too?
Definitely go Bearcats. That's always.
There it is. That's standard. The former Bedford Bearcat, Tyvus Powell, joining us. Thanks, buddy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.